The Gamer's Haven. Snippets. Mini reviews. A quick look at some of the games we play, be it card games, board games, or role-playing games.
Just Andre, Ethan, and I sitting around the table. We've just cracked open the game that Ethan bought me on my birthday. An interesting tactical, would you say? Tactical?
Yeah, tactical tiles game called The Stars Are Right. And just so people know, this is another snippet review from the Gamer's Haven podcast.
Yes. We are reviewing a game called the Stars Are Right. It's a Call of Cthulhu based tile based card game
from Steve Jackson Games.
Yes, artwork done by Gumi, who I guess does the Unspeakable Vault online. I have not had a chance to read it. Sorry, but interesting game. Really, really, really strategical.
It's really cerebral.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think OCD people would like it because you get to rearrange everything over and over again.
Yes.
You'll find yourself, when you play this game, you'll find yourself planning 10 turns ahead and then having to change your turns every time one of the other players has their turn because they bork what you were planning on doing.
Yes.
In addition, I don't recommend you play this with, like, your mother or your grandmother because we were reduced to giant bouts of cussing.
Yeah, if we'd actually recorded this as a live play feed...
It would have definitely been explicit.
Yes. Young children's ears would have burst into flames. Virgins would have turned so red people would have thought they had a fever of 110. It was bad. Fun game, but you want to stab your best friend right in the eye.
Yes.
It definitely brings out the essence of Call of Cthulhu.
Don't stab me for getting the game for you. I thought it was a good game.
I did too. It was definitely worth playing. I highly recommend it to people who love Call of Cthulhu stuff because it really does have that essence of it will drive you mad.
It is indeed fun, but remember to devote a lot of time to the damn thing.
Yeah. Because, it took a while. So that's it for the snippet review. Tune in next week when we feed puppies to dragons. Oh, no. Sorry. That's not happening next week.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
I
think we've got overpopulation problems at the shelter.
Oh, yeah.
Have your pets spayed or neutered.
Yes.
Or feed them to dragons.
Whichever works best.
This has been a snippet mini-review from the Gamer's Haven podcast. For more information on the products mentioned, please visit our website at CanadianCrusaders.com.